Hi, this is episode 1, Signs from Heaven. I am Nikki D, your intuitive medium. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is probably one of my most common topics that my clients and I discuss in their readings is signs from heaven, signs from their loved ones. So I kind of wanted to go over some common ones that I see a lot, and then some other uncommon ones that are pretty specific to either myself or clients, because they're always fun to talk about and see what other people are seeing. So I'm going to jump right into it. So some common winks from heaven is the butterfly. The butterfly I hear a lot about. You probably see it on television, or you hear people talking about that they see butterflies all the time. This is a common sign as it symbolizes new life. You know, as a caterpillar changes into a butterfly is kind of how we go through our process. So when we take our last breath here on Earth, we continue on living. It's just in a different way. We shed our Earth suit, as I like to call it, our bodies. So that's a common symbol that I get from clients, that they see butterflies. Another common symbol is birds, which every time I have seen it in a reading, it is a symbol that the loved one either had cancer or they had some sort of physical ailment, because a bird kind of symbolizes freedom, freedom of pain, freedom that they're, you know, walking again, those kind of things. So that's always an amazing symbol to have. Now, saying this, like, don't go catching birds and putting birds in your house, right? Birds are easily manipulated from spirit. So they're just being manipulated by spirit. It's not actually like Grandpa Joe that's in a form of a red cardinal, right? So don't message me saying, hey, I have 25 cardinals sitting in my house. Please don't do that. So that is... That's really a really common symbol. Coins are, or what I like to call pennies from heaven, although they don't necessarily have to be pennies. They can be nickels, dimes, quarters, silver dollars if your loved one really loves you. No, I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be nice? Like, hey, Grandma Sue, can you please send me some silver dollars? I always encourage anybody that comes, whether it's in a reading or actually even talking with friends, to say, yeah, I've really been seeing pennies everywhere. I encourage you to pick it up and to look at the date, because most of the time the date on the coin itself will be significant, whether it's the year that your aunt died, or the year you were born, or the year they died, or it could be another significant year. You know, it was their anniversary, or your bar mitzvah date. I mean, I have no idea, but check the date on the coins. I'd be interested to know too. Seeing repeating numbers is another one. Now, I will do a whole other podcast on repeating numbers, because your 1111s, 111, 222, 323, those are actually like angel numbers or master numbers, as some like to call it. So those are actually you're not getting those from your loved ones, but you're getting those from your angels or spirit guides. So the numbers that I'm referring to, I had a client who kept seeing 529, right? 529 on the clock. Her Starbucks order was $5.29. She saw it in other different forms. Now I can't remember. But that was actually a sign from her dad to, you know, letting her know that he was around her. So that was a pretty interesting sign. Like I said, I'll do a whole nother podcast on the master numbers and what they mean and so on and so forth. But if you're seeing those kind of numbers, like say it's your birth date, or I'm trying to remember, there was another time that I had another client that kept seeing a synchronized number. It was like 4789 or something like that. And it was like her date, her age, and like her grandmother's age. So she was 47, and like her grandmother was like 89 or something like that, or her mother was 89. Can't remember. But so she kept seeing her ages, and that was her grandmother coming through for her. So I thought that was pretty neat. So here's some not so common signs, but they're pretty specific signs that your loved one have chosen to give to you, to let them know, you know, that they are around you, that they do see what you are doing, and that you're not alone. So my grandmother chose the sign of frogs. Why she chose frogs, I have absolutely no idea. I don't think she necessarily liked frogs. I mean, we never talked about frogs. I don't necessarily like frogs. I'm not really sure why she chose frogs, but that's my symbol. So I actually see physical frogs, like in my front yard or in the backyard. There will be episodes of frogs on TV, whether it's like a documentary on the tree frog or something. I have gotten emails talking, like spam emails, right? But there'll be like frog listed in the subject line. So those are all different ways that she brings signs to me, that they all are revolving around frog, but they're different forms of frogs, if that makes sense. So I was married. I have a husband that I've been married to for 4.5 years. We have 3 beautiful children. I was married in 2006 to a man by the name of Cade. You will hear me reference him. I lost my husband in 2009. He passed away from complications of a car accident. So his sign for me is the shamrock, which is really bizarre because, again, it's not like he necessarily really liked shamrocks. Like, he wasn't Irish descent. I'm not quite sure why he chose that. The only thing that I can kind of think about is I have a son who at the time was 4 years old, and my husband passed away in February. And so that, oh my gosh, drawing a blank, in March, the holiday, St. Patrick's Day, woo, brain fart. During St. Patrick's Day, he had cut out the shamrock and had colored it, and had, you know, this is when he colored, right, when he was 4 years old, and drew us, the three of us, on the shamrock and placed it, you know, on his tombstone. So I don't know if it was because of that. I mean, I'm guessing that's probably the reason why. So anyway, I see shamrocks all the time, and I know that that is a sign from my late husband, Kate, which is really awesome, because I have to share this story with you because it was so amazing. There was a day that I was having just a particularly hard time. I feel that grief, there is no book for grief. There is no right or wrong way to grieve. I mean, I am now married again and have 2 additional children, and I still grieve, right, for the loss of my husband. That doesn't mean that I love my husband now any less, but so there was a day that I was having a particularly rough day. This was a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago or so, and I kept asking I was demanding, like, Cade, like, I really want your symbol to show through today. Like, show me a shamrock. Show me a shamrock. I really want to see this today. Almost getting kind of aggravated, which, by the way, our loved ones really don't like it when we do that, when we demand things of them, because energetically it's really hard for them to do. So anytime you get a sign or symbol, know that that was like a big deal, because it's a really hard process. Anyway, so I was kind of having a low day, and I was asking him, you know, please send me some sort of sign that you are around me today. And I went all day long. So finally I had to go pick my oldest son up from a school function. It was late, like after 9 o'clock in the evening. And my husband was cleaning out the garage, and I said, hey, I'll be back. I go get my son, and I come back, and my husband says, hey, I think this fell out of one of your decorations, but I found it behind something. And it was a large, like, paper shamrock. And I just smiled in that moment, because I knew that that was Cade giving me a wink from heaven, saying, hey, I'm right here. Like, you know, I'm listening to you. I see that you're having a bad day, and I'm here. I'm here for you. So it was so amazing. And, you know, in that moment, I'm like, okay, you're amazing, right? Like, I get it. You're around me. Why am I even questioning it? Although I'm human and I still question things like that, but it was such an amazing story. I had to share that. I had another client, that her sign was a specific song, and I've been trying to like rack my brain to remember what the song was. And it was from the 70s, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the song anyway, but it was an older song, like a disco song from the 70s that her and her father really loved. And after he had passed, that she said, I hear it everywhere I go, like whether I'm in the car, I can be like walking in the aisles of Kohl's, you know, like at a restaurant. She said, and this song comes on, like I hear it everywhere I go. And that was her dad, you know, showing her, hey, I'm around you, you know, I got your back. And anyway, she thought she was crazy. I said, no, it's just your dad. So that was pretty cool. One more example, and then I'll get off of here. But I have another client whose grandfather came through and said that his sign or symbol is an acorn. Random. But she said that she would find acorns on her back deck, you know, that like squirrels or whatever would bring up to the deck and place out there. And she said that she kept seeing them all over the place. Now that is an example of, that's his way of telling her, hey, I'm around you. I hear you. And you know, you are not alone. And I can see everything that's going on in your life. It's pretty spectacular if you think about it. Anyway, so I hope some of this brought you comfort in knowing that you are not alone, you're not crazy, and giving you some examples of some symbols. And if you feel like there is a specific something that you're like, man, this really reminds me of my mom, or this, you know, really reminds me of my friend Kathy, whatever, I encourage you and validate for you that this is just, it is a sign. So I hope this brings you comfort. If you have, you know, if you want to message me, if you have, you want to go in depth about something, just message me. You can find me actually on Instagram at @MediumNikkiD. You can also go through my website, at www.mediumnikkid.com. You can, send me an email through my website, and also on my Facebook page. You can find me Medium Nikki D on Facebook, and I'm really responsive with any messages that I get. So I hope this has brought you some comfort. Like I said, if you have any questions, please feel free to message me, and I so look forward to our next episode. Have a great rest of your week, and I'm sending much love and light from the South.